my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, Attar is my guide, by the grace of Allah, Attar is my guide.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madni Channel, so far we have been following the series called The World of Jinn and Amir Ahl Sunnat. This is a translation in English of the book written in Urdu, Qawm Jinnat or Amir Ahl Sunnat. Alhamdulillah, we have, as mentioned earlier, this book was written with reference to the many ahadith and seven tafasir of Quran and books by authentic ulamas. So far what you have been listening to are not fairy tales, but real facts. As many of you may be astounded to look at the power of jinns and the ability to talk to human beings, etc., and help. So we will continue and learn more about this world of jinns. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that night of Friday, which means Thursday night, there are angels who roam the skies with pens of gold and pages made of silver, and they inscribe the names of those who recite the Durood-e Pak. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Again, the help of jinns, you'll be able to learn in this story that I'm about to say. There was one companion who was traveling from Khaybar. And this is reported by Hazrat Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu. And two people began to follow him. Then another person appeared and began to follow them. And he kept telling these two, turn back. He eventually caught them and he sent them back. And then when he went to the companion and informed him that those two that were following were shaitan and they were about to harm you, and he said, I turned them back. That means this jinn helped this companion from the effect of these two evil shaitanic jinns. And he said, this jinn said, when you see beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that you must explain this to him. And when this companion went and reported this to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he advised him, he said, and this is for all of us, he says, try not to travel alone. Because if you travel alone, you can encounter these kind of dangers. Also, another story, a group left Mecca on a journey and they lost the way. When they lost all hope of finding their way, they prepared themselves for death. And then a jinn appeared from the trees and said to them that he was amongst the remaining jinns that heard the Quran from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he said, beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned that Muslims are brothers to each other and they should help each other whenever anyone in difficulties. So therefore he said, I remember this. And he showed them the way and where they could find water. And alhamdulillah, because of the intervention of jinn, they got saved. When Hazrat Ibn Hayyan radiallahu anhu heard this from his father, that a jamaat, a group of travelers, were traveling from Yemen, and they became very thirsty. They heard a caller saying that Beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that Muslims are brothers to each other and helpers and supporters of each other. So this jinn pointed to them a well that was close by, and they went to that well and they quenched the thirst. Again, you can see through the help of jinn, these people were saved from dying of thirst. Also, at the time of Khilafat of Hazrat Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, a group of devotees of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were on their way for Hajj, and they became very thirsty, and they reached a spot and they found that the water was very salty. So some suggested that they should try and find sweet water, because this salty water could be harmful. So they proceeded, but until the evening they could not find any water. So some even commented, "Alas, if we could now go back and find even the salty water." So they kept traveling all night until they reached a date tree. And in front of them they saw a very black, fat person who said, "O people on Kafila, I heard beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, people who believe in Allah azza wa jal and the last day should desire for his Muslim brother what he desires for himself." That means a Muslim. Thus he said, "Move from here, and when you reach a certain hill," which he pointed to them, he said, "turn right and you will find water insha'Allah." One person expressing his feeling mentioned to this person that, "I think because of his appearance being black and that this is shaitan." That person said, "No, shaitan does not give this type of advice and helps Muslims. This is surely a Muslim jinn." And alhamdulillah, they followed this advice of this jinn, and alhamdulillah, they found water and saved themselves. Hazrat Abu Khalifa Abudi rahmatullah alayhi mentioned, once he said, "My child passed away and I was in deep grief. I was having sleepless nights, and one night when I was on my bed, I was alone. I was lost in thought of my son. All of a sudden, from one corner of the room, I heard, 'Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi, ya Aba Khalifa.' I became astounded and was scared and replied, 'Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.' Then this person recited, and the translation of this is, 'And that which is with Allah is better for the righteous.' Addressing me, he asked, 'O Abu Khalifa, I mentioned Labbaik.' He said, do you desire that Almighty Allah must assign a special life for your son at the expense of the rest of the creation? Are you more honorable than beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam?' When the blessed son of beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ibrahim radiallahu anhu, passed away, beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'Despite my shedding tears and being saddened, I should not say anything which will be displeasing to Allah azza wa jal.' What? Do you desire that only your son must be saved from death when the entire creation is destined to perish, to die? Or do you desire to stop the destiny of Allah azza wa jal? I swear by Allah that if it was not for death, this earth would have not been so spacious, because it was crammed with people. If there were grief and sadness, the creation would not have appreciated tranquility and peace. What do you need?" he asked. I asked, "Who are you? May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal have mercy upon you." He responded that, "I am a jinn amongst your neighboring jinn." So alhamdulillah, as you can see, what advice this jinn gave. Alhamdulillah. Hazrat Bara radiallahu anhu has reported that Hazrat Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu asked Hazrat Saud about his early life in Islam. And he said, I was returning from India and I had with me a jinn whose words I always accepted. I was sleeping one night, then all of a sudden someone came to me and stated, if you are wise, then ponder upon this news that a prophet has announced his prophethood. And then he read this couplet, which means, you are wrapping the filthy droppings and a valuable chemical with the same cheap, valueless cloth. That means you are taking something valuable and something not valuable and mixing it together. And then he read this couplet, which means, translation, for seeking guidance, go to Mecca. The believers there are not like the unclean believers. And then he mentioned, he said, go to the valuable asset and kiss the forehead of this asset with your eyes. And then when I got up and something awoke me, I said, indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal has sent a prophet. Go to him, gain advice. That means this was what the jinn told him. Go and gain guidance. Next night, he got a similar message from the same jinn. And this happened even on the third night. And then he said, that is how he ended up becoming a Muslim, because of the advice of this jinn. And then Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu asked him, does this jinn still comes to you? He said, ever since I became a Muslim and I began to recite the Holy Quran, it stopped. And he gave a very beautiful statement afterward. He said, the Quran is the best replacement for that jinn. Hazrat Sahal bin Abdullah radiallahu anhu has mentioned that he was traveling in the region of the tribe of Ad, and he came across a dug out cave in the rock, in which was a house built of rock, and there were jinnats residing in there. And when he entered, he found an old, that means massive old jinn, who was performing namaz facing Kaaba, and on him there was a woolen gown that looked new. I was not as astonished by his size as to the attractiveness and the newness of his gown. I greeted him and he responded and he mentioned, O Sahil, it is not the body that causes clothing to become old. It is the stench of sins and the consumption of haram food. Look at what advice this jinn is giving. What causes it to become old? The stench of sins and the consumption of haram food. And he said, this gown has been on me for 700 years. I have met Hazrat Isa alayhi salam and Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I brought iman. That means, and I accepted belief from them. I asked, who are you? He said, I am amongst the jinns who are associated with this verse, which is from Surah Jinn, the first verse. So he was amongst the people who heard this verse, Alhamdulillah. An Islamic brother has mentioned that in the blessed month of Ramadan, in the Islamic year 1427, he was sitting for itikaf in the Markaz of Dawat Islami in Babul Madina, Karachi. And he said, on the 26th night, Nigrana Shura was giving a very inspiring bayan. But he said, we were sitting with friends outside and talking, and all of a sudden, he said, I heard the sound of crying. And initially, I thought that somebody was obviously over-inspired with the bayan and was crying. Then he said, the crying became louder. And I looked around and then I saw a group of people, they were crying. So he said, I went to them to comfort them. And he said, a little later, as I was returning from comforting them, I turned back to look at them and I saw suddenly the size was becoming bigger. Then I became fearful and I realized that those who were crying and listening to the bayan were not humans, but were actually jinn. And then I came to realize that even jinns come and attend the bayans and the programs that it takes place in, alhamdulillah, the mahal of Dawud Islami, and even in the markaz in Bab al-Madina, Karachi. And here, viewers of Madi channel, just as Muslims have strong attachment and frequent the environment and also cherish close moment with the pious and the obviously holy personalities, jinns also have this kind of desire and this kind of respect, and they also desire this kind of companionship. And here we're talking about obviously Sahih Aqeedah Jinnat, who frequent the environment of the pious. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdul Rahman bin Auf mentioned that this was during the birthday of the birth of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, before the birth of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the mountain Jabal Abu Qabis and Hijjun, on the mountain, there was a cry, and the cry was, we swear no woman has obtained the status, nor any woman gave birth to such a child, the pride of creation, as Hazrat Amina Zahra radiallahu anha, who is from Banu Zahra, the tribe of Banu Zahra. She gave birth, and this is what they said, to the best of any tribe. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest and most honored son, and the greatest creation to the greatest of mothers. And then the jinns on this mountain of Abu Qabis, they addressed the inhabitants of Makkah, and they said, O residents of Makkah, do not make a mistake and use the light of your knowledge to understand this greatness and uniqueness. The tribe of Banu Zahra is from amongst you and from the past and present, and is the best. Bring any woman from the past or present, even from others, who has given birth to someone like beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See, here the jinns were talking about this, the greatness and the status of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also the status of his beloved mother, Hazrat Amina radiallahu anha. And you're saying, is there any woman ever that gave birth to someone like our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Hazrat Hassan bin Sabit has also mentioned this in his famous couplet. وأحسن منك لم تلقط عيني وأجمل منك لم تلد النساء. It means no one has created someone more handsome and more beautiful than you, and no woman has ever given birth to someone as beautiful as you. Mentioned once, Huzur Ghaus Azam radiallahu anhu was going on Hajj, and he stopped at a destination. And he was with a few Murideen. And they stopped at one place. And with them there was one person, a young person, who was always dressed in white. But he did not eat and drink with them. And he used to be always alone. So Huzur Ghaus Azam radiallahu anhu advised the Murideen that please do not talk to him. So they say, in Mecca, they stayed in a house. And when everyone used to leave the house and go away, this young person used to enter, and when they used to come back, he used to leave, he should depart. See, then once everyone had departed, but there was one person who was relieving himself in the toilet, and the jinn, when he came inside, he saw nobody, so he took some pre-ripened date and he was eating, and all of a sudden this person emerged from the toilet. And after this, the jinn was never ever seen. And this person, when he reported this to Huzur Ghawsa Azam radiallahu anhu, he mentioned to him that this jinn was, I mean, this person was actually a jinn. And he also said, and he was amongst those jinns who heard the Quran being recited by our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sheikh Abu Zakaria Yahya bin Abi Nasr rahmatullah alayhi has said that his father mentioned to him, he said that I used to call jinns by making some amal, that means some, you should do some recitation. And once they came after some delay and he asked them, what happened, why did you take so long? He said, don't call us when we are listening to the lecture of Sheikh Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani. He said, when they listen to the lecture of Huzur Ghawsa Azam radiallahu anhu, he said, we go and present ourselves in his gathering. And he asked, how many of you? They said, we attend in large numbers. And many of us have made tawbah. That means we are murid of Huzur Ghawsa Azam radiallahu anhu. As you can see, alhamdulillah, the jinns, many of them are qadris, and alhamdulillah are murid of Huzur Ghawsa Azam radiallahu anhu. Hadith Ibrahim Khawaf rahmatullahi, I mentioned that one year went for Hajj with the group, and while they were traveling, he was traveling with the group. And then he desired to travel separately using a quieter route. And he said he traveled for 3 days and night, and he had no hunger, he felt no hunger, no thirst, and he had no other needs. He said that at the end of these 3 days, he reached a luscious jungle with lots of fruit trees and fragrant flowers. In the middle, he found a small pond. He said in his heart, it felt like Jannah. He said, I was bewildered at this beautiful scenery. Suddenly, a group approached me, but they looked like humans. And they were dressed exquisitely with beautiful turban. They sounded me and they made salam. And I responded, Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. And then he said, instantly I perceived that they were jinn. I felt the place very strange. And I asked them, what are you doing here? They said that we have a query and we have a difference of opinion. And they also said we are jinns. He said, on Laylatul Jinn, he said, when our beloved Rasul, we are privileged to listen to the kalam of Allah Azza wa Jal through the blessed mouth of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, after we accepted Islam, due to this, our worldly responsibilities were taken from us and we were sent to this jungle. And I inquired, how far is this place from my companions? Because remember, he was traveling for 3 days and three nights. One smiled, and then he said, before answering, he said, this place, besides a young person, no one ever came to this place. And he said, this person who came here, the young person, he passed away. Then pointing to a spot, he said, this is his grave, near the pond. And it was surrounded by beautiful, fragrant flowers. that no one, that he said, I haven't seen such flowers before. Then responding to my question, he said, the distance between you and your fellow travelers are some months. And that means he knows he traveled for 3 days. Alhamdulillah, this was due to supernatural powers that it took him that distance. Then he said, tell me something about this young man. And he said, one day we were sitting and the topic was love. We were discussing this. Suddenly, while we were busy, someone approached and greeted us. We responded and asked, where are you from? He said, I am from Nishapur. And he said, he made salam. And he said, when did you depart? He said, 7 days ago. And they asked, what was your reason for leaving? And he gave this answer. And incline towards your Lord and submit to him before the punishment comes to you, and then you may not be helped. So this is the translation. And they asked more questions, and he kept, because this person was knowledgeable, and he kept responding to the questions. And eventually he let out a loud scream and he passed away. And they say, we buried him here. And we, as I said, they were very impressed after listening. And then they said, then after when he, this person was, then he went to his grave and to see his grave. And he said he saw a bouquet of flower of narcissus. And there was a couplet which translated means, this is a grave of a friend of Allah overcome by modesty. And there was a paper written on it with the meaning, with this word, Al-Inaba. So the jinn asked, explain to us what this means. And when he explained to them, they were very pleased. And they said, now the conflict we have between us is resolved. And then he said he fell asleep. When he woke up, he found himself in Masjid Aisha Siddiqa radiya anha, and that's in Makkah Sharif. And he found on him the bouquet of narcissus. And alhamdulillah, he said this flower remained fresh on him for 1 year. And then after some time, it disappeared as well. So dear viewers of Madhi channel, as you can see, there are many new things that we have learned about jinn. Again, there are many pious jinns as well. As you can hear, even here, they also love those who are pious and ask pious people questions, and they learn from pious people as well. So, as you know from now, your mind, I'm sure, will be changed, that not all jinns are bad and harmful. There are many pious jinns and many jinns who are practicing Islam. So may Allah Azza wa Jal give us tawfiq to keep watching and learning. Allah karam aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein ay daawat islami teri dhoom machi ho. Ameen bi jahe nabi al ameen. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ala muhammad.
Attar is my guide, 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 by the grace of Allah. Attar is my guide.